Hi, welcome to Salt and Burn This. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Valerie.
And this is our Supernatural Rewatch podcast.
Each week, we're going to break down an episode in order with lots of details, so nothing's left out.
And we throw in some personal nuggets and stories and research to mix it up just a little bit.
Because not only are we fans of the show, but like Sam and Dean, we've also had our fill of road trips.
Yeah, but for theater, not for hunting ghosts and demons.
And not in a super sexy muscle car.
Anyway, shall we?
We shall. So I had a Dean adjacent moment the other day, and it was witnessed. So it wasn't a cool Dean moment, unfortunately. You know, I'd like to think that I'm like the cool side of things when I know I'm not. But I was taking the recycling out, which means, you know, I've got to walk it to the center, which is, you know, it's like a 3 to 5 minute walk from my building to walk the recycling. And I've had my friend Julie staying with me because she was my ASM on this last production. And so she was walking with me, and I had the dog, and we were going to go take out the recycling. And on the path that I normally take, I accidentally tripped over a raised part of the sidewalk. I think I was looking for other dogs because of what a terrorist my dog is on leash. So I was just kind of turning my head looking for other dogs. And so I kicked this raised portion of the sidewalk, and I kicked it hard. I mean, hard. And so it tripped me. And in the tripping of me, like, my head went forward. The bag of wine bottles that I had, because I've had my friend Julie staying with me, swung forward. So all my weight went forward. So I, like, cartoon, like, ran in place for, you know, a hot second trying to get my feet under me, and just couldn't. I knew my head was going down. So I did, like, this tuck and roll type of thing because I knew I was going down. And for a hot second, I was like, I'm going to fall onto this bag of wine bottles. I'm going to puncture a lung.
I had
all these things. And thankfully, that didn't happen. And I, like, jumped back up again because, you know, what's more embarrassing? You know, more pain. It didn't matter that I thought I broke my toe and now my ribs are bruised from, like, falling on wine bottles. I, like, popped back up because I was like, nope, nobody saw that. I'm fine. And I didn't realize because I was, like, turning around just to be like, okay, did anybody see that other than my friend Julie? Yes, one of my neighbors was standing behind me holding the dog's leash, like, you dropped your dog.
Oh, no.
Here you go. And everyone's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Which is, like, the last thing you want to hear when you fall on your face is, you know, people thinking that you're injured because, my God, what did I look like on my way down? So I was like, let's just keep walking. So I'm, like, power walking out away from the scene of the crime. And Julie's like, are you sure you're okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just really embarrassed. She's like, well, you did kind of a stunt fall. I'm like, I did? I'm like, did I look good? Did I look good on the way down?
She's like, no.
She was like, no. And I totally just thought of, like, you know, Dean when he got hit by the car in the
that one episode
where he died over and over again in the mystery spot.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but did I look cool? You know, and Sam's like, no, man, you peed yourself. And I was like, oh, I think Julie's lying to me. She's like, no, you totally look like a stunt person. I'm like, no, I probably didn't. I probably didn't. But I wanted to think that I was cool on the way down.
That is so funny because just last Thursday, I also had a fall moment.
Oh, no.
I was roped into the softball game for the opera.
Yes!
But I was asked while I was in my... Yes, I was asked while I was in my class, my botanical gardens class, like, on site. And it was like, it would really be a huge help if you could come because we have no women that
no women.
Show up. And you need to have at least two.
Yep.
So I was like, okay... Yeah, I guess so. You know, as long as you can bring like a portable laptop charger for me since I didn't come prepared to, work while I was at the
Work
game.
well, fatter up.
He did not bring the right cords, by the way, but anyway, did not get it. Jake.
Yes, okay. I want to hear the rest.
So I was in, yes, I was in sneakers, but they're just fashionable sneakers. They are not running sneakers.
You need cleats. You need cleats on those
In
fields.
that field, it was terrible. And now, granted, I did not expect to ever hit the ball because I'm not athletic. But I hit the ball twice. Twice I hit the ball. And once,
Twice.
a twice, I'm well, once the first time, I made it not in one go, but I made it to second base, so I made it to first, safe.
Safe.
And then the next hitter, I made it to second, safe. And then somebody got struck out, so I didn't get to
You
finish
didn't have
the
to run
thing. But
anymore.
still, I was very proud of that moment. I was like, I do not remember the last time I made it
The
to
run
any
from home
base.
base, yeah, the run from home plate to first base is the hardest because you're like, run. It's like you're, what, who is it? Laura Dern in Jurassic Park. She's like, run. It's like telling your body to move after you hit the ball in that deep dirt. Yeah. I can't tell you the number of times that I would hit the ball and then just fall on my face because, running in sneakers in that field, I'd just be
Well,
like,
yep,
run.
that's what I did. The second time that I hit the ball, because thankfully all of the guys were very nice to me, and I was just very
Very
like,
supportive.
guys, I'm not good at this. I'm very sorry. But they were coaching me, like there was one guy who would always be like, nope, wait, wait, and I could never hear him in time, like I'm already in the swing, dude, sorry. But the second time I hit the ball, I, again, bolted to first base,
Good
but
dinger.
fell. Like slipped, fell, and did hurt myself. Like
Oh no, like
this
your
was not like
wrists.
it was not like a fun like hop back up and be like everything's fine, everything's fine. Like did try
No.
to do that, and I was like, oh
Ooh.
no, I am not fine.
Oh,
I don't
Sammy.
know what I did, and then it feels okay now, but it was definitely like a pinched nerve or something. Like
Like you strain too hard and
yes, like on. In my upper thigh, up where it meets the hip, and then a couple of days later, it kind of went to my knee. Had some achiness and soreness, but
Yep.
it'd be like I would twist or move in a certain way, and there would be like a sharp jab right there, and I was like, ah! So I'd be in rehearsal later that day and like moving a chair, just simply like
And
doing
you would forget.
my transition, and it would be like, ah! And people are like, are you okay? It was like an involuntary like.
You get what you
Sound,
have. Yes.
So equally as embarrassing, because then everybody, all the both my team and the other team are like, are you okay? I'm like, yes,
Right. Exactly. You're like,
fine.
no, I'm fine. Oh, yes. The wounded pride is
Yeah.
terrible. That's hysterical. I love that we both fell on our face this week.
Season 5, Episode 4, The End. Things to come. After refusing Sam's plea to return, Dean wakes one morning to find himself 5 years in the future. In a world that has become a wasteland, he encounters the consequences of his decision and his future self. Written by Ben Udland and directed by Steve Boyum.
Now, I don't know Steve Boyum. That's not a name that I recognize.
Me neither, but he has directed them before, just because in the commentary they did make note of like, oh, Steve, what a great director. So, or
Oh.
maybe the team has worked with him before on other things, but
Okay.
the commentary, by the way, was Eric Kripke, Ben Unland, and Bob Singer.
Oh, Bob.
Yes.
No, I know, I
Not Jim
did it. I went
Beaver.
there. Oh, Valerie, do better. Okay. So, I have nothing to say about the title of this episode, The End, because it's self-explanatory. It's not a movie title, it's not a song title.
Nope.
There's no hidden meaning.
Nope.
The title of this episode.
It is what it is, if you
It
will.
is what it is. So that's my research for that. And much to the misnomer, there's a lot of mischaracterizations of this episode. A lot of people called it the zombie apocalypse episode. And there are no zombies in this episode. Apocalypse, apocalyptic, yes, but there are
Yeah.
no zombies.
There are no zombies, but I would say they are zombie-like creatures, or it's a zombie-like kind of virus, and there's a zombie-like feel to at least the first 5 or 10 minutes of it.
I will give you that. I
Because
will
it
give you that.
feels very much like a couple of
But
zombie
it's.
movies. It feels like 28 Days Later,
Yes.
where
Yes.
someone wakes up. And it's like, oh, there's been a lot of time that has passed, and look at how all the destruction that has happened in that time that has passed.
Yes.
That's also very Walking Dead-ish. Like,
But
Walking
yes,
Dead
but in the
obviously happened
truest.
after this. And
Yes.
there's also a scene that made me think of, I think it's Day of the Dead, the newer one.
In the only reason I bring up is that there isn't a group of people who are, quote, zombies who are walking around trying to eat your brains, essentially,
Correct,
in the
correct.
typical sense of what we know as true zombies.
I understand, but if someone were to say the zombie apocalypse episode, I would
You would
absolutely go to
know.
this one. I'd be like, oh yes, this
Yes,
one. Because the
exactly.
Croatoan virus is like it infects by, blood, and then it immediately
Bloodborne, it
turns to
turned
a
you into some
predator, like
murdering,
yes.
murderous rage. Yes.
Yes.
And that's where the line ends. Simulation. Simulation? No, similarities end. But yes, okay. On that note, so this is Croatoan. This references Croatoan, which is what, season 2, episode 9?
Yes,
Which
it
I
is
know
a
we.
season two. It is a season two episode, yeah.
Okay. I wanted to point out, it's been a while since we've had like a major guest star on a show. And I didn't realize that we had a major guest star on the show because I think when she made this show, she was not yet a major star. And she's, I don't want to say only. A lot of people will not know who this person is, unless they are a sci-fi fan.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. I mean, you say she, and it's like, oh, there's one female actor in this
Yeah.
whole episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
And that's the point. She's a throwaway character in this episode. Her name, the actress's name is Lexa Doig, and she literally plays like militant survival girl in the camp, who's mad at Dean for
Yes.
potentially sleeping with another girl. She was on Andromeda for like 5 seasons. She was on Stargate SG-1 for a number of seasons and actually married one of the actors from Stargate, Michael Shanks. But she was also, I mean, Smallville. She kind of made that circuit of,
Okay.
of stuff. But anyway, Lexa
Great.
Doig. Yeah. So an unremarkable character, just character-wise on this show, but made her name in the circuit on.
Oh, that's
You know,
great.
the CW shows and stuff like that. So it was fun to see her. When I first saw her on the episode, I recognized her, but I didn't until I went back and watched it again and I saw her name in the title cards.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, duh. Which just shows you how unremarkable her character is, not her acting,
Right.
just the
Yes,
character as,
yes.
kind of a throwaway character. But there you go. Check out Lexa Doig.
Our map quest, I know there's at least Kansas City. It's a big chunk of
Yes.
it. Been there many times. I lived there for a brief amount of time. They also go to Bobby's house for a brief amount of time, which is in South Dakota,
South
right?
Dakota, yeah.
And wherever Camp Chautauqua is, I doubt it's in actual Chautauqua because that would be a very far drive from South
It's
Dakota
also
to Chautauqua.
there is a Chautauqua, Colorado,
Oh, okay.
not spelled. There is no sh Chautauqua anywhere in the United States is Chautauqua. But I think the one they would have gone to is in Colorado. So there is one in
Unless it's just
upstate.
a camp that's just called Camp Chautauqua.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Yes.
It could have been a
Who
meetup thing.
knows? But as far as locations go, if it was a Chautauqua anywhere, it doesn't exist. And if they did go anywhere, I'm going to say it was in Colorado. Closer than New York. Let's just put it that way.
For the time limit that he had. Okay.
Right? Okay.
So, our then, it's cutting all the way back to the Croatoan episode. There's scenes about the consent to Michael and Lucifer as far as vessels go, and the Sam and Dean separation. It's pretty much all you need to know for this episode. And when we get to the now, there is a preacher or a Jehovah's Witness or some sort of godly person on the corner trying to
Jesus freak handing out flyers trying to save people's souls.
yes. And I like what he says to Dean. I forgot to write it down, but it's like, have you thought about God's plan for you? Something like that,
Yeah,
right? Which was
and Dean's like, too
the wrong
much.
thing to say, but also, wow, how
Right.
apropos.
Bang on. Yes. Are you rapture ready? So Dean checks into this hotel, motel after, saying goodnight to the Jesus guy, and calls, he checks in, he calls Cass. Cass is like, I think the answer is the cult. Was it Cass who said the answer is the cult? Or was it Dean who thinks that the cult is the answer?
I don't quite remember. I have to be honest. I was very like my brevet, brevity with my notes with the
Yeah.
actual episode. I went deep into the commentary, but I was very like I just wrote Dean calls Cass, tells him where he is, but asks him to give him a few hours, and Cass will
To
wait there.
sleep.
A few hours
Yeah.
later, Sam, like, it's that kind of
Okay.
very.
Well, one of the things that was mentioned in that phone conversation before the quick is they brought up the cult, and that I think maybe it's Dean thinks that the cult is the answer to this. And my question is, where is when is the cult?
Oh,
When
God,
did
I
we
thought.
last see the cult?
I was hoping you were gonna know because
Well,
I don't
I
remember.
do. I
Okay,
do,
great.
because but I had to ask the question. And the last time we actually saw the cult was Bella.
Oh,
Bella had the cult,
yeah.
and she, quote, gave
She
it to save
sold
her.
it.
She sold it to wait. I don't want to get the wrong demon's name. Who opened up? Who did Sam just kill to open up the gates of hell?
Lilith.
Lilith. Yeah, that she gave it to Lilith in return
That's right.
for calling the demons off, right? Calling off
Yes,
her
the
debt.
hound, the hellhound.
The hellhounds. But as we know, she was still dragged to hell. Bella was still dragged to hell. So my question is, does Lilith have the cult? Because if she did, then she reneged on her contract, reneged on her promise to Bella. So that's the last place the cult was, as far as we know, is that Bella supposedly gave it to Lilith in return for,
But did she
giving.
actually give it to Lilith, or
We
did
don't
she give
know.
it to somebody like, but did she say like I gave it to Lilith, or does she say I gave
Be
it
it's
so Lilith would stop? Do
it
you know?
be it that
Because
it's not said specifically, but the assumption is that the trade was out of Bella's hands to Lilith. So that's the last that we've tracked the cult.
Yeah, but Lilith is dead, so we don't really know where it
That's what I mean, though. That was the last tracking it. So this episode picks up with that theme of we need to find the cult to
Cass
kill
finally comes
the
back and he's
devil.
like, "Okay, let's do this." Dean tells Cass where he is in Kansas City, and Cass is like, "Great, I will be there right away." And he's like, "No, whoa,
And
whoa,
Dean's
whoa, whoa,
like,
whoa.
yeah,
Let me sleep, for God's sake. Just
I need a
I'll see you in the
break.
morning."
Because
Cass hangs up the
what?
phone and just stands there and is like, "Okay, I
Okay, I'll
will
just
wait."
stay here on this darkened street corner all by myself with nothing. He just stands there with his hands down,
And
wrinkled.
as an angel, he's fine with that. He's like, "Okay,
And he's like, okay.
I'll wait. Time has no
It's
meaning."
a great image of Cass just standing there in the street corner, like, all right, I'll wait. I don't sleep. So the motel, nothing special, the Century Motel. Dean is woken up later that morning at like 4:15 by Sam calling him and telling him about what happened to him in the previous episode.
So these two things must have just happened at the same time, like Dean heading to Kansas City
Yep. And
while Sam is being woken up in a dream by Lucifer telling him that he is his vessel. And Sam breaks this news to Dean and is like, "All right, I won't back in. We gotta deal with this because oh my God, this is huge." Blah, 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 blah. Dean is sympathetic, but he still says, "No,
don't
thanks."
can't let you back in.
Yeah.
Now, he did do a typical Dean thing, which was he was very flippant, you know, like, ah,
Yeah.
just when you think you're out,
Oh,
they
the
pull you back
Godfather quote.
in.
Yes.
Yes, thank you,
Just
Sammy. I wrote it down. I was like, Sammy.
That's
I
from the
was
worst Godfather, though.
there's
So,
like Godfather 3,
yeah.
right? And that's Michael Corleone, aka Al Pacino. Just when you think you're out, they pull
They
you
pull
back
me back
in.
in.
Yeah. But Sam wants back in, not for revenge, you know, which is what Dean
Yeah.
thinks he wants. He wants in for
Your
redemption. Sam wants
redemption.
to prove, not only just prove, but he wants to redeem himself. He wants to do what's right,
Yeah.
given that he knows he's done some wrong things. He's like, it's not about proving anybody wrong. It's not about getting back at anybody. It's me. I have to do what's right.
Yes. And Dean still refuses. He says, "No,
Still
we are
resists.
actually
Yep.
not better together because this thing we have between us is always going to be used against us. Like, they
Yes.
know that this is our weak point. The
Yep.
demons, devil, angels, whatever, and they are not afraid to use it. So it's actually bad when we're together. So can't do
Yeah.
it. Sorry, bye. Hang up."
I hate that he says we are not stronger together is what he says.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, come on. You know, just well, yeah. I hated that. He wasn't being callous. It was just the way he sees it. It's just unfortunate that that's what he sees.
Yeah.
And Dean doesn't say he blames Sam, which I have to give him credit for. He doesn't blame Sam, you know, but he also doesn't not blame Sam at the same time. I mean, he didn't say this isn't your fault. He didn't say it is your fault, but nor did he say this isn't your fault. I was like, come
Right.
on.
So hangs up the phone, and then it just cuts to the morning, where Dina wakes in the same room, but it's vastly different. He wakes up without
It's like just the springs.
the
The alarm clock is all busted. It's still 4:15,
mattress.
but you can hear like the wind blowing in the apartment in the hotel. He gets out of bed, gets off this quote bed, just the springs, and he looks out the window of out this broken window because the curtains are blowing and they're shattered glass, and he looks out to see total devastation of the city.
Yeah, it's like a dystopian future of
Yeah.
some sort. It's
Yeah.
very it's very
It's
zombie-like.
very zombie apocalypse. It absolutely is. I got a kick out of though as he's looking out at the destruction. There's no people. It's a deserted cityscape. You know, you can see
Yeah.
kind of smoke and fires rising in the, you know, way off in the distance in the city. But on the street that he's on, the marquee of the movie theater that was next door says now playing Route 666, which I thought was a cute little shout out to Supernatural. There's like cars flipped over. There's buildings are kind of burnt out, torn down, no people, and then like title splash. That's what we're left with. Dean wakes up to, huh?
So
What?
this was the Watchmen set, because that movie, I think, had probably just wrapped, I assume.
Oh.
Because they would not have been able to completely destroy like a downtown street in Vancouver anywhere. But
What?
thankfully, Watchmen had just shot like just maybe like one or two sets away from them. So they were able to use that for these next few scenes. And
Ah.
they just CGI'd the,
The
cityscape in
city.
the
Yeah.
background.
Yeah. Well, they did a good job. You know, we didn't
Very.
need to see, you know, a lot of detail to get
Absolutely.
the idea of destruction and not like war destruction. This wasn't like bombed out buildings. This was, you know, something went terribly wrong in this town.
And Fun connection. I believe Jeffrey Dean Morgan was in the movie The Watchmen, so
Oh my God. He should have left like little calling cards around
I
the set, you know? So yeah, so now the next after title splash, you know, we see Dean walking the street, you know, soaking it in disbelief and just trying to figure out what's going on. It's just weird destruction. There's like an old refrigerator in the street. The cars that are flipped over or broken in the street are rusted out. Like this didn't just happen.
Yes.
This devastation has been there for a while,
Yes.
which I thought was not so not new.
Right.
He turns down this alley and you see graffiti, which I thought was weird that this one graffiti said, "Dogs of Peace." Did you look that up by any
I
chance?
did not, but I did see it.
It's a Christian rock band. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, but I was like, okay, maybe a little shout out to, you know, your Christian brothers. But yeah,
Maybe, probably
Dogs of
just
Peace,
because it's, the
just so
biblical
happened to be.
apocalypse. Yeah.
It just kind of cracked me up
That's
because I was like,
very
because it was
funny.
so prominently
It
displayed
was,
as
yeah.
graffiti. I was like, what is
It was
this?
basically center frame, it
I was like, oh, it's a Christian rock band. Okay. But past the Dogs of Peace, Dean sees
Yes.
this, what he thinks is a little girl, like an abandoned little girl in the middle of this alleyway.
Yeah. And he asks if she's okay. A big glob of blood drops from her face somewhere onto this
Ugh.
broken glass that she's
That
laying
she's
on.
playing with, yes.
And then she goes in for the kill to Dean. And I wrote, "This is perhaps the creepiest little girl we've seen yet." And then I thought of you.
Next to Daddy, Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he tries to help her and she tries to stab and slash him with you know, a piece of broken glass. And then typical of Dean, he just reacts the way Dean does and just knocks her out. Like single
Yes.
punch, you know, and knocks her out and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was frightening and disturbing. And part of me was thinking maybe it wasn't a little girl, but it was. I mean, she's next to a teddy bear, she's, you know, she's a little girl, but he just cold cocked her, knocked her out. I mean, instinctually. And good
Yeah.
for him. But like he knocks her out and she's still holding, she's still gripping like this shard of glass that she tried to slice him with. So I wonder though if like the blood that she dropped, I wonder if she was intentionally spitting blood so that she could infect him with it. It was comical, but not comical. So standing up from that event, looking around, he stands up to see more graffiti, which is a giant painting of the word Croatoan
Croatoan,
on
yes.
another wall. And he's like, oh
Oh
shit.
yeah, I remember
Oh,
this.
okay. We know what
Not
this
great.
means.
Yeah. And
Not
then a
great.
mass of quote unquote, I wrote quote unquote zombies.
I believe in this episode they're called Croats.
No, but I didn't know that at the time.
No, we didn't.
Massive zombies corner him against a wall. It almost seems like sure death for Dean because he's way outnumbered and there's really no escape for him until a tank comes blasting around the corner, shooting everything in sight and playing, like blasting out, "Do You Love
Do
Me"
you
by the
love me?
Contours.
Do you love me? Do you love me? Which is very it's a shout out to like the Vietnam era
Ah, yes.
movies like
That's exactly what Ben Udlin said
Look at that. Did he say
in the
Apocalypse Now?
script.
Yeah.
No, he said, well, he wrote in he wanted a juxtaposition here of like something really like loud and flashy in this
Yeah.
really dismal scene. He did recognize it's been done many times elsewhere. He said especially in like this, Vietnam War movies. He didn't name a particular one.
Okay.
It almost didn't get done because they weren't sure they'd be able to afford the song because the budget for this episode was already like teetering on like,
Oh, I'm
ooh!
sure this was a big
Yes,
budget.
totally. This
This was
was
a
a
big
great
budget
episode.
episode. Yeah.
Also, because continuing with commentary notes, the Croatoan thing was always the idea for this episode, but at first it was going to be now. Like, how are we going to get the
Oh.
Croatoan into the now?
Okay.
that turned out to be too hard to do, so they turned it into a future thing. Someone, one of them did mention, like, oh, it's like a 28 days later virus sort of thing. And because they weren't going to be traveling in the future, Sam and Dean were going to meet their clones. And then they realized that was stupid, so they.
Sorry, did you just see my face?
I
Oh, that was my stupid face. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm glad they backed away from
did.
that.
Yes.
Glad they backed away from that. I want to step back for just a hot second, before the quote army, whoever it is, steps in and starts shooting down the Croatoan zombie people. There's a small chase scene where, like, Dean first sees the group of Croatoan people, and he's like, "Oh shit!" And he starts to run. I love chase scenes like this because Dean is running down the streets, running from the zombies. And in typical hero fashion, I think Dean could have gotten away. I think he just showed the difference. Like, he was healthy, he was strong, he's the hero. He could have run and he could have gotten away had he not come up against a fence, because they were in a fenced off part of the city. He came across a fenced in area where he couldn't get out, and that's when he turns around and the guy's like, "Arr, we're gonna kill you." And the army comes in and saves him. I say the army, some military group comes in and does the "Will you love me? Do you love me?" and shoot him up thing. I just love that sequence. And I love a chase sequence when it's not too choppily edited. And I just think that in this sequence, they did such a good job of making Dean look like a hero, but still running for his life, but still making headway. It wasn't like he wasn't tripping and stumbling, and he wasn't like, "Oh my gosh, because he fell, he's now the bad guys have caught up with him." He was going to get away, and I liked that imagery, and I didn't feel like there was a lot of cut and jumpy takes to it. It was just like good clean shots of our hero running, being athletic, and being like
Yes, I will
stronger than the.
say, as the commentary crew was shouting out this director, I also want to shout out the director because this felt, the whole episode felt so cinematic to me. It
Yes.
was just, I felt like I was
Yes.
watching a really high dollar movie rather than a
Yes.
CW show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He did a good job. I wanted to reference another zombie movie. If you have seen it, I think it's called World War Z. It's the one that Brad Pitt is in.
I haven't seen it, but I know what
Okay.
you're talking about.
That one, and also I think Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead, one of those, the zombies are actually supernaturally fast. Like,
Oh.
it's fucking scary. They're not like the lumbering kind of like, we'll slowly
Yeah.
get to you.
Yep.
It's bursting speeds, and they never get tired because they're not
They're zombies.
human. So I don't like those kinds of zombies. Those are actually really kind of scary to me.
My gosh. Okay.
Because it's not only are they going to eat your brains, that they will never get tired in
Tired of
their
chasing you.
pursuit
Yeah.
of eating your brains.
That's the one thing about Walking Dead. They're not faster than you, they are just relentless. They are relentless in their tracking and attacking of you. That's just all it is. You can chop their legs off and they're still going to come after you. And they don't sleep and they are relentless. So that's the scary part. I want to do a shout out. Sorry, going back to the Croatoan episode, because I loved that episode, Croatoan, because it brought us like great dialogue. Like, "Are you one of them?" "No, are you?" "No." Great dialogue moments, and there was some great car chase, stunt driving in that episode too. So
Yes, I think
I
they
just.
even they showed a clip of part of that car
Oh, did they?
driving in the recap, I believe.
Oh. Oh, I think they did. You're
They did,
right.
because I was like, "Oh, sexy driving. I remember
Yeah, sexy driving, which we didn't
that."
see in this episode. So I was a little
Not even
disappointed.
a little bit,
It's
yeah.
not even a little bit, but just again, shout out to Croatoan, a great episode. So, yes, so Vietnam movie era, tactical gun shooting, a juxtaposition of music playing of "Do You Love Me" while all these bodies are being gunned down in the street, which Dean uses as an opportunity to get away.
Yes.
So the
Yes. And
military, the guys who were doing the shooting, didn't seem to be on any type of like tactical mission because they
no,
were
they're just
drinking
shoot
and they were playing
everything.
music. And yeah,
Yep.
so they were just making the rounds and the world is ending. We're just doing this because we get to shoot people in the
Yes.
street, basically, is what it looked like.
Yeah. And thankfully they did not see Dean escaping
Sneak away.
or
Yeah.
notice or care.
Right.
So Dean gets a car somehow. Maybe was it baby or was it just a
It
car?
wasn't baby. It was just some
Okay.
hoopty that he hotwired.
Okay. So he's in a car searching for a cell signal and radio signals. Nothing showing up, which is a bad
Never a good
sign.
sign.
When Zachariah pops in.
Other
Oh,
another
good.
bad sign. Another bad sign.
Yeah.
Can't get a cell signal, no radio stations playing, and Zachariah is now
Yeah,
the
now his
passenger
least
in your
favorite
car.
angel is here.
Yes, never a good sign. And I just want to say that they've referenced Back to the Future in this episode a couple of times, and it's when Zachariah pops up, Dean mentions, this Back to the Future nightmare that you've popped me into.
Yes.
So he's figured this out. So poor Back to the Future got a bad rap
I
in
know.
this episode. But leave it to the Bible freaks to rat Dean
Yep.
out, because how did Zachariah find him if he's got all the, Enochian sigils hiding him? And it was the Jesus guy on the front, on the street who found, who like, the angels have been talking to all the Jesus freaks saying, if keep an eye out for the
These
Winchesters.
guys, yep.
Boom. So it turns out Zachariah spills the beans about, okay, I'm gonna go show you what happens if you don't say yes to Michael. If you don't agree to Michael being you taking over your body and you being his vessel. Boom. This is what the episode is. If you don't say yes to Michael, this is
These
what the
things
future
will
is.
happen.
Yes.
Yes.
And roll tape.
Yeah.
Oh
Including Sarah Palin is president and the government is in shambles. And I was just like,
God. Yeah. And Canada is delivering aid to the United States, and there's no more sports teams. And oh God, President Palin. Good Lord.
Well, that could have been a better alternative.
There's a couple of moments in this episode where I literally wrote down in my notes WTF.
Yeah,
Yeah, but
same.
we'll get to that. So
Yeah.
Zachariah says, this is what you're gonna see unless you say yes to Michael. Poof, he's gone, leaving Dean to be like, fuck,
Yep.
great. So he heads off to find Bobby, as I would. And upon arriving at Bobby's, South Dakota, 7.5 hours later, we assume, he doesn't find anybody, doesn't find Bobby, there's nobody there, but he does find a bloodied, shot up wheelchair, which does not bode
Yeah,
well for
no.
Bobby. But heads over to I guess the fireplace and the mantle, and knows that there's like a sneaky
Like a
hidey
hidey
hole.
hole.
Yes. And he finds Dad's journal. So it must have been some, is it Dad's journal? Is it Bobby's
I
journal?
thought maybe it was Bobby's journal because Dean
Okay.
keeps
Dad's
Dad's
journal.
journal with him.
Okay.
And even though, he got zapped into the future, I doubt that he would have given Bobby Dad's journal for safekeeping.
Before that, yeah.
I assume it's
Like,
all the older hunters have their own journal of research, and he
okay.
just happened to know. I like to think that it's Bobby's journal because I just like the thought, oh, everybody has a
Every
journal,
hunter has a journal. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean it makes sense, especially that it was squirreled away.
Yeah, so specifically.
Yeah. And so Dean finds a journal. We're assuming it's Bobby's journal.
Yes.
It looks suspiciously like Dad's journal, so maybe all cool
Maybe
hunters
they
have a nice
shop
leather
together.
bound. Yes. They owe
Yeah.
it to the hunter journal store together.
Yes.
And he flips through it, and one of the things he finds is a photo, like black and white photo of like the boys at Camp Chautauqua. And it's
Yeah.
a picture of Bobby in his wheelchair holding a gun, Cass
Cass
holding a
is there.
gun, and a couple of other like hunter looking guys holding weapons. Your typical like deer hunting, camping buddy,
Yeah.
photo. Dean's like, Camp Chautauqua, off we go.
Yeah.
And heads off to hopefully track down Cass, since
Somebody,
Cass
yes.
was in the photo holding a gun, which I
Yeah.
thought was thought was weird.
Yeah. So at Camp Chautauqua, he sees a sign that is a clue of, no, I don't know if it's his first or second. It doesn't matter. But at some point, he sees a sign that gives him a clue of when he is, which is 2014.
That's when he first escapes the zombies.
Oh, okay.
When he
Okay.
gets away
I
with the
just
army
wanted to make a
shooting.
note of that because when you said, I don't know, there's something you said earlier that made me think, oh yeah, technically we are not supposed to know he's in the future yet. You know, I know because I've seen this so many times, and also the description says that he went into the future, but you know, the
It's right
audience
before
does not know until he sees this sign that says it's 2014. So
2014.
even if it was a guess that he was in the future, we don't know exactly how far it was. So now we know 5 years into the future.
2014. Yeah, it was when he had just escaped the zombies and hotwired the car. He crawled out of the hot zone, the Croatoan hot zone, and there was a sign that said
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
2014.
Because then Zachariah is like, see? This is
Yep.
terrible. So yes, he sees a all torn up, dirty, wrecked up baby.
Baby. And again, not recently. Baby is like rusted. One of the doors is torn off. And of course, that's where Dean goes first. He's like, oh, baby. He breaks into
It's
this camp, into this like military camp, and the first thing he does is run down to check on his car, which is to his detriment because as he's like, oh, baby, what'd they do? He gets knocked out from behind
Yes, by himself.
by Dean, which is like dun dun dun. Yeah, so he gets knocked out,
Yes.
and then the camera pans up, and it's actually Dean who knocked him out.
Yeah.
So
So the Impala, they dirtied her up so badly that when they did this scene, you couldn't, it was unrecognizable what he was looking at. You know, it's
oh,
just like, this is just like some dirty,
a
rusted up
car.
car, or it was so camouflaged in with the scene that it just couldn't
Didn't
tell what
read.
the hell he was looking at. So after they dirtied up the outside real good, too good, then they had to CGI back in
Stop.
the Impala.
Oh my
Yeah. So
gosh.
we could see, like, oh, he's
Oh, it's
seeing
baby.
baby that's in unsuitable condition.
Oh my God, that's too funny. They're like, too far.
Yep. Oh, we did
Too
too good of a
far.
job of this.
Oh no. Oh, that breaks my heart. But I mean, they did have like, I forget how many Impalas they actually went through on this
Yeah.
show. I'm sure there's a list somewhere, but oh, what a bummer. Poor Dean. So after getting whacked in the head, he wakes up handcuffed to a ladder inside a cabin somewhere and has to explain to, I broke it down between future Dean and past Dean.
Yeah, the
So.
crew kept calling them older Dean and young Dean because older Dean has lived like a longer, harder life. It's only 5 years, but so that's on, if I say that, that's why. It's just because
That's
in my
why.
notes I kept referring to like older Dean and younger Dean, which is future Dean and past Dean, respectively. So, yeah, so young Dean is facing old Dean and trying to convince him, hey, I'm real. I'm you from the
Yeah.
past.
I'm not a
I
shapeshifter.
know, I
I'm
did
not
all the
a
tests.
Yeah. But can you please explain, though, how it is if you're not a shapeshifter and you're not a demon, how you look like me, A, and how you also have like my lock picks and my keys and
Yeah, all
my,
my
every,
accoutrements.
yes, everything likes me and Hastine, older Dean, no, younger Dean is saying, Zachariah. Zachariah did this. And, Dean buys it. He's like, okay, but I need one more thing. And the one more thing
Yes.
I need is you need to tell me something that only I would know and believe.
Yes.
And so handcuffed Dean is like, huh, okay. What's her name? Rhonda Hurley. We were both 19 years old, and she had us wear her pink satin panties, and we
We
kind of liked
liked
it.
it.
And neither Dean is like, nope. No, they're both like, yep, touche. Yep, we that was that's us. All right. You are me, me is
Yes.
you. And I was like, that's perfect. Pink silken panties, of course.
So future Dean then confirms to our Dean that this is the end of days, confirms that the demons are using the Croatoan virus because it's very efficient. You know, it spreads fast, it's incurable, you know, it's
It's been 2 years, and within the last 2 years, all this destruction, like half the world has been wiped out.
yes. And where's Sam? Well, he heard that there was a showdown in Detroit a few years ago, and Sam didn't make it. And he doesn't know for sure because he hasn't spoken to Sam in 5 years.
5 years, dot, dot, dot.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, because Dean says, he's like, well, you didn't try to help him. You didn't
Yeah.
go. Yeah. And future Dean is like, we haven't spoken in 5 years. So didn't know.
Nope.
So Dean leaves Dean behind because he's got some mission he has to go to, and he doesn't feel like it doing any parent trap explaining to
Yes.
other people in the camp, which I thought was hysterical.
Yeah.
And as he's leaving, Dean's like, well, you don't have to leave me handcuffed. And Dean's like, yeah, I do.
It's like,
I
I absolutely do not
mean,
trust you because he knows him. Dean
yeah. And
knows
Dean's
Dean.
like, dick. Dean calls himself a
Yeah.
dick. And I was like, well, you would know.
Okay, friends, so here's something that we've never done before. We spoke so much and so long in this episode that we decided it would be best to split this up into two parts. So this is going to be the end of the first part. Next week, we will finish the episode, The End. And let us know if this is something you like, that you don't like. We're just trying something new, we're experimenting. But in any case, please give us a subscribe, a follow wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please give us a thumbs up, a rating, a like. We would really, really, really appreciate that. You can also follow us on social media. We are at Salt and Burn This everywhere. So give us a follow on any kind of social media platform that you exist on and that we also exist on. We would love to have you. And with that, we will wrap up this first half of The End, and we will see you next time for the second half. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. We really appreciate every single one of you listening and downloading out there. And we will see you next week. Thank you. Bye.